Well, that question that the Foreign Secretary raised, where is the Stop the War Coalition, where are they? Well, one of them is here, the Vice Chair, Chris Nynham. Good morning to you.
Morning.
Why aren't you campaigning against what Russia is doing in Syria?
Well, we are. We're protesting with statements, and we're protesting in our information that we put out. We've condemned not just Russia, but all interventions, all foreign interventions into what is an absolutely disastrous and horrible situation for the Syrian people. But we were set up as a coalition in response to 9/11 and in response to the Western British-supported drive to war back in 2001. And that is our focus, and there's a good reason for that.
But we are in 2016 now, and we are in a situation where Aleppo is being destroyed. You have the Labour MP, Anne Cluett, saying, where's the rage? We should have 2 million, 3 million, 4 million people outside the Russian embassy.
Absolutely, and this is a
should
war.
We?
This is a war with...
Answer that question? Should people go and demonstrate outside
this
the Russian embassy?
This is not a serious argument being put by Anne Cluett and Boris Johnson. It's characteristically trivialising. If they want to organise a protest outside the Russian embassy, they know where where it is.
But what it's not, is it one you would support? Is it one you would go on?
No, we wouldn't. And the reason for that is that our focus is on what our government is doing. And as I was saying, there's a very good reason for this, because we can make a difference to what Britain does. We can make a difference to what our allies do to a certain extent, and we have done. But if we have a protest outside the Russian embassy, it wouldn't make a blind bit of difference to what Putin does, because we are in Britain and we're in the West. And not only that, a protest outside the Russian embassy would actually contribute to increasing the hysteria and the jingoism that is being whipped up at the moment against Russia. And I tell you what...
Okay, so urge people not to demonstrate.
I didn't say that. I said if they want to organise a demonstration, let them organise a demonstration.
But you said it would be counterproductive. I'm telling you the answer,
which is we do not want to contribute to the jingoism and hysteria that's being whipped up against Russia, because that hysteria is being used to try to justify an escalation of the British war effort. We're the Stop the War Coalition, not the Start the War Coalition.
Why are you so worried about people being opposed to Russia?
We're not worried about it. But what we're saying is that there is a hysteria which is being organised by politicians and by the media against Russia, to see Russia as the only problem in Syria. Syria is a multifaceted war which involves Saudi Arabia. It involves the US and Britain, who have been bombing the country as well.
But you know,
and the difference
you will
we
have
can
seen
make,
the,
but let
you
me
will
make
have seen
point.
The criticism
the difference we
of
can
what
make
Russia
is
doing
Britain
in
does.
Syria. And Russia makes it clear itself what it's doing in Syria. You heard the Foreign Secretary yesterday making the point that it should be investigated for war crimes, not least for the bombing of the aid convoy. Do you think that it should be?
The real problem here is that you have people who regard themselves as responsible politicians like Andrew Mitchell and John Woodcock and Boris Johnson to a lesser extent, who are seriously saying that what Syria needs is more Western bombs, what Syria needs is more Western munitions. And Andrew Mitchell actually came on this programme yesterday and seriously said that he thought it wouldn't be a problem if RAF fighter pilots attacked Russian planes. Now, this is gross irresponsibility. This is leading to a situation. The possibility now presents itself of there being a confrontation for the first time since the Second World War between Russia and Western powers, including Britain. And everyone who's got a sense of responsibility for peace or for the future of the planet, quite frankly, needs to mobilise everything they can against that.
Chris Nynham,
and that means
thank you very much.
Opposing the West.
The time's coming up to 2 minutes to 7, and Stav Danaos is here with the weather.